Today's episode, The Great Mono Lake Mineral War. In the early years of the 20th century, Mono Lake was the site of extensive oil exploration. According to articles in the Inyo and Mono County newspapers, a discovery of oil had been made on Mono's Pahoa Island sometime around 1894. By 1903, the newspaper stated that 51 claims for oil had been filed at the ancient lake. In 1904, oilmen from Bakersfield stated they had found a grade of petroleum at Mono superior to anything found in the Kern oil fields. By 1907, over 170 additional oil claims at Mono Lake had been filed. The reports and claims continued, but lawsuits, exaggerations, and outright battles kept anything of substance from occurring. That was until 1912. In May of that year, radium was reported to have been discovered on Mono's Negget Island, and an English company quickly bought up the mineral rights. But as the story goes, the Standard Oil Company heard of the radium discovery, along with the previous claims of oil on the Black Island, and they set out to lay claim to the island themselves. Standard Oil hired a gang of toughs from the mining camp of Tonopah, led by one Diamond Field Hogan. They were the first to arrive on Negget and placed a Gatling gun on a small rise that overlooked the best landing areas on the island. The British company, hearing of the trouble ahead, hired their own group of six longshoremen and set out for Mono Lake. In the darkness of night, they quietly rowed their launch to get the jump on the Tonopah toughs. As the men in the boats landed their craft on the island, they were spotted, and the men from Tonopah opened fire. The longshoremen were able to lob a charge of dynamite at the Tonopah crew with a catapult they had brought with them in their now sinking boat. Men were injured on both sides, but thankfully, there were no fatalities. In the ensuing battle, the longshoremen gained the upper hand and took control of the island. The captured Standard Oil men were escorted off of Negget and forced to walk all the way back to Tonopah. Negget Island later proved to have no radium, no oil-bearing strata, nothing of any real value. In fact, none of the reported mineral discoveries at Mono Lake were ever seriously developed. It seems the Great Mono Lake Mineral War was fought for naught, and the seagulls and brine shrimp returned to a life of relative calm at ancient Mono Lake along the edge of El Camino Sierra.